I think we have one more thing here, our open house and Memorial Day park reservations.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to kind of give a brief update on open house weekend and Memorial Day, and then we'll kind of roll into the reports on page 19 of your books there. So I know we always kind of call Memorial Day our kickoff weekend. Open house is kind of our test weekend for our staff. That's generally the first weekend we have staff on and get them trained up. And it's just a weekend typically where the public comes out and got free access to our parks and take advantage of that. And we had a great couple of weekends. The fishing has taken off across the state, especially on the Missouri River. It's now starting to pick up on Lake Hawaii, as I understand it. But fishing has been incredible on Lake Sharp and on Lake Francis Cakes. I personally were at both of those campgrounds, talked to the managers there. West Bend manager Ryan Rayner told me that he has never seen as many people on Saturday of open house weekend at West Bend as he did that day. I mean, they were parked out to the connector road that connects to the park. Same with Black Creek. Hundreds and hundreds of people fishing out of there and catching lots of fish. Our staff does a tremendous job of keeping those fish grinders going. I wish I had the statistics on it. We need to put a fish counter on how many fish get dumped into those things, but it's crazy what goes on there. But it's fun. It's fun to stand next to people cleaning fish and hear their comments. They are so appreciative of the facilities that we have that, quite honestly, they don't have it in their own states quite often. But we also saw a real turnaround in our park entrance license sales, and we'll see that in the reports here coming up. But we knew this was coming. It happens every year. We just needed some good weekends, and we got that. So a little bit about each weekend. So open house weekend, two-day weekend. Over 2022, we hosted 13 more camping cabins overnights and 160 more campsites. We had a 91% occupancy rate on our camping cabins for that weekend, which is fantastic. 65% on our campsites, which is pretty traditional. We usually fluctuate between somewhere between 60 and 65% on that weekend. Memorial Day, though, was outstanding. Over 2022, we had 9 more camping cabin nights and 192 more campsites. We had a 97% camping cabin occupancy and 98.7% campsite occupancy. When we get into that 98%, we're essentially full. We always have people cancel at the last minute. We have 2 to 3% cancellations almost every weekend. So when we get into that 98.7%, it's full. It's hard to kind of manage some of them. We try to fill them up at the last minute, but we're talking less than 100 open sites across the entire state of over 4,000 campsites. That's pretty incredible. Anyway, just some quick numbers about that and the weekend. I'll move into the reports now. If you want to turn to page 19 and make a few comments about that, you know, as you all know, we got off to a slow start with the weather. Even the first part of May was pretty tough, but things are kind of picking up now. You know, if you turn to the first page on year-to-date camping statistics, if you remember last month, we were 16% behind as of last month in April. Now we're only 5% behind, so we continue to cut that number down. And our hope is in June when we come, maybe we're neutral, or we've actually turned the corner there. So excited about that. You can see the various places across the state, some up more than others. You know, one thing I would point out, we have these nuances happen every year. Chief White Crane, Pearson Ranch, as an example, are down significantly. Well, we had a chip seal project going on, or AST project going on in those parks. So we essentially closed them down so our contractor could get in there and get those sites covered with rock and prep for the season. So sometimes we hurt ourselves. Another example I would point out is at North Point. We have a major road project. DOT has a major road project going on Highway 46 right now, and it impacts people going to North Point. So you can see Randall Creek is way up. A lot of those people just shifted down to Randall Creek. So sometimes they make adjustments on their own, which we're happy to see. Turning the page into the May revenue by item, up at the top, you can see we our permit sales for May were up 6%. That's great news. We finally turned the corner on that. We knew that would happen when the nice weather came out. We're continuing to make progress on our lodging total. We had a 2% positive month for the month of May, so we're very excited about that. Year to date, still a little behind, but we're making progress. Overall, we're behind by 3% still compared to last year. But as you know, in April, we were behind by 5%, so we continue to cut that deficit. So numbers are looking good. Continue to sell park licenses. Continue to fill our campsites. Visitations. With having a kind of a tough first half of the month of May, we were down 2% for the month, but overall, really good numbers. The end of the month with Open House Weekend and Memorial Day Weekend really helped us out. So last page is kind of a forecast of how we're doing on visitation and camping and kind of what we see right now. And you can see by the red line and the dot there, that's where we're at for 2023. The gray line represents our monthly highs, blue line monthly average, and the gold is the monthly low. We're in both categories, and camping and visitation are slightly above the monthly average, just below the monthly high. So that's encouraging for us, given the weather that we've had. Hopefully, we tend to get closer to that monthly high here in the future months to come. So with that, I would open it up to questions. Madam Chair.
Yeah, very good. Any questions? Full comments. Good report. Looks like we're off to a good start.
Thank you. And